welcome to the show, Lauren. So let's jump right into this, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Yes, we can hear you. How do you think the governor has been handling this and the mayor has been handling this up until this point? How would you have done it?
Well, it's good to be with you, Jason, and I want to let you know I'm inside my car down in Pasco right now getting ready for a meet and greet here. But the way that I would have handled the problem with Seattle right now is not the way that Jay Inslee's handling it, obviously, not the way that the government in Seattle's handling it. But, you know, people have a constitutional right to protest. We all agree with that, right? Peaceful protest is allowed by the First Amendment. But as soon as it turned violent, as soon as the radical left got in there, and started torching places and burning cars and assaulting people, it would have been shut down if I was governor. The National Guard would have been on standby and staged close to where it started, ready to go, and they would have gone in there and shut it down. That's what needed to be done, but we have leadership in the Seattle and leadership in Olympia that doesn't have a spine and doesn't realize that there are people in there that are running businesses, have businesses and homes. And the good people of Seattle need to be protected. There needs to be law and order.
What if that's not true? What if the people of Seattle actually do support this?
I've talked to a lot of people that live in Seattle and King County, and they don't like the lawlessness that's going on. They don't like everybody living on the streets in tents with feces and dirty needles everywhere. They want their neighborhoods back. They want their businesses back. It's not safe. It hasn't been for a long time. But that's what you get when you have far left people in government, in the city or the county or the state. You know, you get things like that going on. And you also get the sexualization of our children, which is going on. Thankfully, referendum 90 is going to be on the ballot. But that's the kind of thing that you get with far left people. They're sexualizing our children. And when you get a governor in there that understands the rule of law and understands law and order, like myself, when I'm governor, I would never sign anything like that into law. Jay Inslee absolutely slapped the parents right in the face when he signed that into law. You know, it used to be that vegetables like carrots and cucumbers were
Yeah, some of the language that's in the sexual education bill is clearly going too far. I want to refocus, though, on the issue specifically in Seattle. And if you're just joining us, by the way, I'm talking with Republic Police Chief Lauren Culp. You know, obviously, there are people who are very passionate about making reforms in policing. And I think that there have been some good ideas being presented, brought to the table that maybe can work. Have you heard any reforms that you think you can get behind?
Well, every time there is an incident like happened with Mr. Floyd, which was totally tragic and uncalled for, and those good police officers arrested the bad ones that killed him. And I want everybody to remember that there are bad people in every walk of life, in every job, you know, even the clergy, even teachers. But the far left likes to focus a laser beam on the 800,000 plus police officers around this country that are doing their job every day, taking care of their communities and protecting people and bringing law and order, putting criminals in jail to protect the innocent. And they want to laser focus on incidents like that and paint a broad brush across the whole police of the United States of America. And that's absolutely not true. And people with common sense understand that.
Yeah, and there's no reason to pretend that Officer Chauvin in Minneapolis is the typical cop. He's very clearly the atypical cop. And I've heard nothing but law enforcement come forward and say that they do not want to be defined by that murderer. But on the topic of reforms, let's be specific. We've heard calls for better training, whether that means training to de-escalate situations with people who maybe immediately do not pose a health and safety risk to an officer. Is that something that you can get behind?
Yeah, police officers are already trained in that, Jason. We receive a lot of training. No one is trained to put their knee on someone's neck when they're handcuffed on the ground and hold them there for 8 minutes. That is in no police department's policy, and that is not in any training anywhere in the United States. that what he did was murder that man, and it was not something that's advocated by any department or any training manual.
Chokeholds, should that be used?
Chokeholds are only used as the last resort, and you cannot use them unless you are trained in the use of them. So that wasn't a chokehold. I don't know what that has to do with Mr.
Well, we're having conversations. I mean, in New York City, for example, they're moving to ban the chokeholds. We've certainly heard here in Washington calls for the exact same thing. I mean, you know, when we look at what's going on with this movement outside of the fringe that have set up this autonomous zone in Capitol Hill, they have had
right.
some, I think, reasonable, at least questions that are being raised as to what should and should not be used or be a tool for a police officer. And they have said that chokeholds should not be used. They look at Eric Garner, for example. So in a general sort of setting for a police officer, should all the tools that are currently at their disposal, should they remain, or is there room for any sort of reform?
Well, it depends on what's going on. I mean, police officers carry a gun, you know, and police officers have shot people. But it's the same as a chokehold. It's a last resort. If there's no other option, then officers need to do what they need to do. I mean, if an officer is being beat up with someone and they happen to get around on their back and are able to choke a person to protect their life or other people's lives, should we throw that officer in prison if that's the only option he had? Now, I'm not saying go around and choke people, and yeah. that's not what police do. But we can't be telling officers, you can't use a chokehold, and that may be their only option to save their life or someone else's life.
Lauren Culp is joining me on
the
line.
Same with a gun.
He's a GOP gubernatorial candidate right here in Washington State. He's running against four other individuals. I will be moderating another debate next week on Friday. I look forward to the conversation that we're going to have there. To learn more about Lauren's positions, go to culpforgovernor.com. culpforgovernor.com. Spell it all out. culpforgovernor.com. Before we let you go, are you concerned about the direction this country is heading as far as policing is concerned? Not just here in Washington State, but really across the country as someone who is a police chief.
Yes, I am. There's way too much focus on the general policing across this nation and not enough focus on the criminals. You know, people don't just walk up to an officer and say, "Have a nice day, officer. Thank you for your service," and end up on the ground and in a chokehold or getting shot, right? We need to focus on the crime and the criminals, and the police across this nation take criminals off the street and make people safer. So this call for doing away with the police is absolutely ridiculous, and the good, hard-working, and playing hard Americans understand that.
Lauren Culp is running for governor. He wants your vote. He wants to take on Governor Jay Inslee. We've got a primary coming up really, really quickly, so I'm sure we're going to have more conversations with Lauren. His website, culpforgovernor.com, culpforgovernor.com. Go there now. Lauren Culp, my friend, thank you so much for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. Have a good day.
You as well. Again, culpforgovernor.com.